Welcome back to another episode of Triggered. This is episode number 605, Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Corian Ganimard here with Matt Vespa, as always. Vespa, welcome back to Triggered. How's it going?
Hola. It's going well. Going well, man. Can't complain. These redistricting wars have got me jacked. So
yeah, getting fired up. You see,
getting fired up. Yeah, man. I mean, look what happened. Literally, what, a month ago, there was almost a 50% chance that Republicans would win, what, around like under 193 seats. That has now dropped to like 16%. We're tied with the Democrats. They only have a +3 advantage in the generic ballot, which is not enough to win. Yeah, things can happen very quickly. You know, listen, everyone, you know, all these Democrats are riding high, thinking that they had it own, thinking they had that made. It's a lot of time in politics. I understand gas prices need to come down. Trump's approval rating needs to go up. Yes. And, you know, we need to, but we have history against us, right? You know, the party in power does not usually fare well in the midterms, except for I think the notable exception was 2002. But look, things can happen. So, and while Trump's approval rating is not good, the Democrats is even worse. So,
yeah, Democrats are not taking this well. They're flipping out. They wanted in Virginia, especially. What, you know, they wanted to make the 10-1 map. 10-1. Louise Lucas was always saying, "No, that's going to be still a 6-5." Although there's going to be some swing districts there, I wouldn't be surprised if Republicans didn't win 5 seats this upcoming election. But they are freaking out in Virginia. The Democrats are. They wanted to basically disband every member of the Virginia Supreme Court. They wanted to lower the maximum age to serve to, what was it, 53 years old, something like
that? Yeah, like 54, so they could 54? Invalidate their own fair districting amendment. Remember that? Remember we all voted on that like, what, 3 years ago or something?
Yeah. So in the name of just democracy, they want to completely disband the Virginia Constitution because, well, you know, some fair judges decided 4-3 that it was illegal what they were trying to do. And of course, so the Democrats are just freaking out over this because, as you said, like the midterms are starting to look a little bit better for Republicans. You know, Mark Elias, the crazy left wing attorney, basically he's the lawyer that every Democrat hires for election law. He always loses. He tweeted yesterday a section of the Virginia Constitution that said, "Whenever any government shall be found inadequate or contrary to these purposes, a majority of the community hath an undubitable, unalienable, and indefeasible right to reform, alter, or abolish it in such manner as shall be judged most conductive to the public weal." So he wants to abolish the Virginia Constitution, all in the name of power, and all in the name of what he would call, quote unquote, democracy. These people don't make any sense.
No, but he is getting paid probably like $2,000 an hour. So he couldn't care less.
I guess the more losses the Democrats rack up, the more money that he makes. So I guess losing is lucrative to Mark Elias. And, you know, he's been making plenty of money because of it. So that was good news in Virginia. There's some decent news, mixed news for some of these southern states that are redrawing their maps. First, we'll go to South Carolina, where the news is not that great, but could get better soon. The state house passed the referendum to make new maps. They wanted to eliminate James Clyburn's seat. Remember, James Clyburn is responsible for getting Joe Biden elected, becoming the nominee, because he had so much power in South Carolina. He decided all the black vote would go to Joe Biden. Anyway, we're trying to eliminate his seat. The House Republicans in South Carolina is all for it. It gets to the Senate, and it was blocked 29-17 with multiple Republicans voting no. The Senate Majority Leader in South Carolina said that we have one of the most gerrymandered Republican states in the country. He said something like having Democrat voices in the state house is a good thing. And that is loser mentality. An absolute loser mentality. He should be nowhere near power, especially he doesn't know what time it is when Democrats are willing to suspend the Virginia Constitution in the name of democracy. This guy is apparently a Democrat talking point himself. So as of now, this reformed map will not pass, but The governor just called a special session for next week, which they may finally be able to get this through. Do you have hopes that South Carolina might get the reformed maps to eliminate James Clyburn's seat? What do you think, Vespa?
I don't. This was a gut punch, man. I mean, this was like easy. This should have been a cakewalk. And we have these procedural panickins, like the show. And I don't know. I don't. You know, he Sean Massey's a solid no, right? We could only, you know, Henry Mc Governor McMaster not calling a special session also kind of screwed things over. He's very non-committal about the whole thing too. So, you know, Massey has some cover there to act like this. I think the only way we can be comfortable is if we give them the Indiana treatment. But
Sure.
that means no new map this year.
But that's
So.
but right before the show started, actually, here, McMaster did he said he would call a special session next week.
He did?
He did.
Oh, okay. Well, that will be up on the site shortly then.
So
I mean, Corey, you saw his. You saw. I mean, the man just really did not want to talk about it for the past 72 hours. You know, he talked about, well, I hope in these last 2 days that the state legislature carries out their constitutional responsibilities to the people of South Carolina following the you know the failed the rejecting when the Senate rejected it. And I'm just like, dude, like we're dead. But this is good. This is good. But remember, we need to convince four people. There were nine state South Carolina Republicans who were iffy about this. We reduced that to five, but we weren't able to get the four in time.
Yeah, so
So,
pressure works. If you live in South Carolina, call your representative.
former state rep Adam Morgan's Twitter account has all that information for you.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And then we got mixed news in Alabama and Louisiana as well. Louisiana, you know, they were congressional or constitutionally mandated to change their maps because their maps were drawn up so that, you know, minorities are represented in a certain way. The Louisiana versus Coulee decision. Louisiana could have eliminated two Democrat seats, but only eliminated one. They could have easily have eliminated all Democrat seats, but Republicans again got a little wishy-washy here, and that's one seat that could have been drawn out. It's absolutely frustrating. You have Alabama go into a similar situation too, where they're keeping one of their Democrat congressional seats. They could have eliminated it entirely. Just be like New England, eliminating all of Republican states, because that's what Democrats do, or eliminating Republican representation. That's what Democrats do in New England, because they have spines. They play to win. Republicans, only some of them do, and so that's what's being very frustrating right now. We are
Other
winning.
states produce the worst outcomes sometimes, man, and produce the worst politicians. It's wild,
It's it,
ridiculous.
it 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 is. So we'll keep monitoring this situation as it goes on. Obviously things are trending right. They could be trending a lot better. The fact that Virginia is freaking out on the Democrat side is a good sign that we're doing something right, but we gotta
Well,
really.
that was their Alamo, man. Like that was the big enchilada for them for this stuff. And you know, every other state is either gerrymandered to hell, or there's like state constitutional, procedural, and just political obstacles that might be insurmountable. You know, like there's states that have split chambers. You know, so this is it. So, and then you have, you know, cases like, you know, I know Mississippi was going to call a special session that got canceled today by Tate Reeves. That was over the initial map over the state Supreme Court districts, which a district court judge struck down as unconstitutional over VRA concerns. Of course, the appeals court overruled her, but now that same district judge somehow is going to oversee any new maps at post VRA decision from SCOTUS. So, yeah, it's not the best outcome, but it's not like Shane Massey weak sauce explanation. Like, listen, let's say there's a special session, they redraw the maps, and that same goddamn judge strikes down the map, right? And then we have to go through the whole circus again to the appeals court, you know, and then you know, it's just wasted time. So I get why Reeves is doing this. He wants to have like finality over this. Like, give me the green light so I can do this without any legal ramifications whatsoever. So, unfortunately, no new map this year, but he hopes to have it for by 2027 and beyond.
Yeah,
So.
absolutely. And we hope so too. And I just want to make a quick semi-correction. It's not confirmed that Henry McMaster has called a special session yet in South Carolina, but it's looking like it will be. A lot of tweets are suggesting that he will. Some of them are from sources that I trust, other ones I'm not so sure about. So I just want to put that disclaimer out there. I corrected you earlier, but that's not official yet, but hoping that's the case, and it looks like it will be. So that's what's happening domestically. Internationally, Trump just landed in China this morning.
China.
The first time a US president has visited China in 9 years, if last time was President Trump in his first term. He's rolling with an impressive group of people and CEOs on Air Force One. I was excited to see Elon Musk is on this trip. You got the CEO from NVIDIA. Obviously, they do all the computer chips, some of the best in the world. Tim Cook, who I always find hilarious that Trump calls Tim Apple. He did so in a Truth Social this weekend. You got the BlackRock CEO. Let's hope he's not too influenced by China and selling out to them, because I don't trust that guy. But then you got the also the Blackstone CEO, Boeing CEO, Cargill, Citigroup, General Electric, Goldman Sachs, Micron, Qualcomm, and so much more. This is a lot of wealth. This is Fortune 500. You got about 13 of the bosses there. So it'll be interesting. And they said they brought these guys along because they can actually do business there face to face and get business done. It's not so much, phone calls or Zoom videos or whatever. They could actually make deals in person, and that's why they're brought along. And I think I just love to see Elon Musk back on Air Force One. I know Trump and him had a bit of a falling out, but now they're back together somewhat, like boys do. They make up, they apologize, that kind of thing. But I'll always be grateful for what Elon Musk did for one, saving Twitter, and B, raising money and really helping Donald and spending his own money helping Donald Trump get elected. So they have a lot of business to do over there. They're going to discuss Chinese purchases of U.S. goods, including Boeing airplanes, agriculture, and soybeans, and such. They plan to create a board of trade and possibly a board of investments to manage non-sensitive trade, investment, and oversee implementation. Obviously, a big thing on the docket is the Iran war and the Strait of Hormuz. We'll see if there's any breakthroughs there. I think it'll be interesting, Vespa. Obviously, we're at a bit of a standstill. The ceasefire is on life support, Donald Trump said so this weekend. What do you think that we just start bombing the hell out of Iran while Trump's in China, and just watch Xi's reaction? You see what we can do? You see the power that we have? Think there's any chance of that? I think it would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm down for it. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
Yes, it totally is. So obviously, we got to talk about the Strait of Hormuz. And as a reminder, I mean, that strait is vitally important to China. Iran exports 90% of its oil to China. What's happening right now in China is vital to Iran. 90% of its exports go to China. And Iran accounts for 12.1% of China's imports. So of all the oil that China's importing, 12.1 of that comes from Iran. So they need that strait back reopened, business opened as usual. And I think ending this war would benefit certainly China. Let's hope they get on board and tell Iran that, hey, knock it off. You can't have a nuclear weapon. Like, totally get that out of your mind. And let's open business again with a peace deal. And I just hope something can come of that. Do you have any expectations from this meeting, Vespa? Like, what do you think is going to go on here?
We're gonna have to bomb again, man. I'm sorry.
I think you're right. I think you're
I, you
right.
know, I mean, like I said, like we're back to this, circus, like between like, Israel and Hamas, right? It's the same thing because we're dealing with terrorists. We're going to offer them ceasefire agreements. They're going to mull it. We're going to give them time to consider it. And then they're going to reject it and offer their ridiculous counterproposal, which even Trump was like over the weekend was like, this is bullshit. Like, this is just insulting. So we're going to have to put in more assets into the region and just open the goddamn streets. Like, enough of this crap. Enough. Bomb them. Enough of it. Enough of it.
Yeah, I mean,
So
as we said
I'm
last
also a little more concerned about all these goddamn intelligence leaks, man. You know? It goes back to that clip with John Brennan saying there's a legion of deep state operatives working to hamstring this administration. Well, it's working. I mean, we're seeing in the New York Times, they're leaking everything to the New York Times. I don't believe that their missile infrastructure is like back to capacity. That's just ridiculous. There's no way that's real.
No, that's
So,
Iranian propaganda. There's no freaking
there's
way.
no way that that's real. All these like, oh well, Iran could outlast this blockade for months. I don't believe that either. So, they have nowhere to. We discussed this before, man. They have nowhere to take this oil. You know, it's at capacity. If they can't ship it out, they have to reduce it. So that hurts their bottom line. So that strait is going to be open. I don't know what the thing, but they're also suicidal people. So
Right. So, how do you negotiate people who don't value their lives?
China has an aircraft carrier, don't they? Has one, right? Yeah, maybe try to be like, maybe you can get some real life combat experience by bringing that bitch in there. Mean, that's actually not like the best idea ever, but I'm just saying, just shouting out
So, the meetings are set to commence tonight, our time, around 9 o'clock, which was, about 8 hours from now. I know Vespa will be monitoring that and be uploading. He's a night owl, so you expect some stories
Yeah.
tonight. But those meetings start about 9 p.m. tonight, and I don't know. Neither of us sound that optimistic what's going to take place over there, but
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good that they're meeting. I think it's a great,
sure.
presidential trip. I mean, it has to be done. But yeah, I don't, well, let's put it this way. It's certainly more hopeful than if, Biden was in charge because we saw him and his people get rolled constantly by the Chinese.
Totally,
I mean, Secretary Blinken got absolutely put through the meat grinder in
totally.
Alaska. Remember that meeting in Anchorage? Was it February of 7 of 21? Oh my God. Just got abs basically like you're all weak, weak soy boy pieces of shit. Basically, and then Blinken just sat there. So yeah, that was a harbinger of the bad relations to come. So yeah, I maybe a deal can be made. I don't know. We'll see.
He's also got to talk about this this mayor in California who is apparently a Chinese spy.
Oh my God!
I
Yeah.
mean, what a crazy story. The mayor of Arcadia, she's been charged in federal court with acting as an illegal agent of the People's Republic of China. So
I believe there was a new an article like last year that was basically like saying if you say that you're like a racist or something, and it turned out to be really true.
totally. Like, there's probably all sorts of red flags, but if should you say something, you're immediately a racist, and how dare you raise any suspicion? Her name's Eileen Wang. She's 58, and she's being charged with information with one count of acting in the United States as an illegal agent of a foreign government. So, they're everywhere. They're buying our farmland. They're trying to infiltrate our military bases. They are apparently running for mayor. Eric Swalwell dated one. They're all over. And so Trump's got to say, hey, knock it off. Stop spying on our shit. So I don't, local government, you don't think that that's something that could be, super detrimental. Like, what is China learning about this city of Arcadia, which none of us has ever heard of? Sorry if you're listening from Arcadia right now, but it just shows you how deep their reaches. They're starting everywhere. Maybe this Eileen Wang woman had aspirations of running for higher office after she's mayor. So it's pretty wild. Gotta definitely keep your guard up in these type of situations, and hopefully Trump brings that up as well. Let's see here. Oh, did you see? I know you did. Kash Patel yesterday in one of his Senate hearings. That was one of the greatest smackdowns of Chris Van Hollen that I've probably ever seen. The mostly Axios and all these left-wing reporters, they claim that Kash Patel has a drinking problem. And there's no evidence of this whatsoever, other than a video of him celebrating with the United States hockey team when they won the gold in the Olympics this year, which is an awesome thing to do and a great reason to celebrate. And he, by the way, was there in a work capacity overseeing everybody. He wasn't just there as a fan.
He was keeping our citizens safe and also meeting with his respective counterparts,
Yeah,
excuse me, Florida, over security matters. So it's just, I mean, Florida, excuse me, Europe. Florida, Europe over
well,
stuff.
and overall, it was a huge success. Like, everybody stayed safe, and it was great. So, Senator Chris Van Hollen from Maryland started questioning him about this so-called drinking problem that he has. And Cassius Patel was the most epic smackdown of a U.S. senator I can remember in recent history. So I want to play this and we'll react on the other side. Here's Chris Van Hollen.
Multiple reports, including reporting by The Atlantic, have alleged episodes of excessive drinking, unexplained absences, and behavior that concerned current and former FBI and DOJ officials. You have publicly denied those allegations and filed a defamation lawsuit. So today, as you testify before Congress, is it your testimony that those allegations are categorically false?
Unequivocally, categorically false.
So there have been no occasions during your tenure when FBI personnel were unable to promptly reach you.
Absolutely not. You can ask my entire workforce. They hear from me at every single hour of the day, as do these great gentlemen here, as do the men and women of the interagency and state and local law enforcement in the White House.
And so there have been no occasions when your security detail had difficulty waking or locating you. Is that right?
Nope, it's a total farce. I don't even know where you get this stuff, but it doesn't make it credible because you say so.
I'm not saying it, Director Patel. It's been written and documented.
You are literally saying it.
No, I'm saying that these are reports, Director Patel.
No,
And
unlike
I
your
will
baseless
say,
reports, the only
Director
person that
Patel.
was slinging margaritas in El Salvador on the taxpayer dollar with a convicted gangbanging rapist was you.
You know, the
The only
fact,
person that ran up a
Director Patel,
$7,000 bar tab in Washington, D.C. at the
this
lobby bar
suggests to
was
me,
you. So the
this
only
suggests
individual
to
in this
me that the
room that has been
allegations are
drinking on
true.
taxpayer dime during
Are
the
you
day is
polygraphing?
you.
Director Patel, come on. These are serious allegations that were made against you.
The
They're in a
allegations
lawsuit
are
that you
false.
filed.
You drinking margaritas with a gangbanger is true
Actually,
and on
it just
video.
goes to show you
You running
don't.
a
This
$7,000
goes,
bar tab at the lobby
Director
bar has been
Patel,
filed by your own
this
office
goes
to
to
be drinking
show.
during the day. That's
Chair.
you.
That was freaking awesome. Okay.
Oh,
And you can see the senator's face go red when he starts bringing up the, drinking with the gangbanger. Remember, Kilmer
oh,
Abu?
no. But remember, the glasses were just there for the photo op. They didn't drink.
Sure.
Because that, yeah, Chris Van Hollen, because that's the real issue, was the glass placement. Not that you flew down there and, met with MS-13 trash,
Yeah,
but.
he was so hell-bent on
Retard.
bringing up this MS-13 member back to the United States. Remember the Maryland man? And it was ridiculous. Senator Van Hollen was so embarrassed by this whole moment that he felt the need to tweet back at Rapid Response, who posted the video or the picture of him with the margaritas with Kilmer Abrego Garcia. He tweeted back at that and said, "Glasses were placed in front of us, but we did not drink from them. I know that may be a confusing concept for Director Patel." If this story was so wrong, like, why even give it any air? He really was so embarrassed he had to respond to it in that way. And nobody believes that. They didn't drink from them. No, they were just placed for I guess as a prop. Wow, that was great. And then talking about that $7,000 bar tab that Kash Patel said, he provided the receipt too. Kash Patel tweeted a bar tab over $7,000 at lobby bar. Which apparently he bought for, I don't know, his staff or some kind of event. It was $7,000. That was during the day, and there's plenty of alcohol involved in that. So, yeah, Chris Van Hollen, no better when you pick a fight with Kash Patel. You're going to lose. Couple stories to monitor throughout the day before we wrap up here. There is a whistleblower testifying right now about how Dr. Fauci knew about and covered up and lied about the origins of COVID. I'm sure there'll be some write-ups on that. On actually, I think Vespa, you're going to be writing that up later today.
Yeah, later today. I want to, you know, at this point, just conclude the hearing and I'll go through the clips and the reports and stuff. So,
Perfect. And lots
yeah,
coming out.
yeah. I mean, no, there were no Democrats, no Senate Democrats were present during the opening statements, which is just deplorable, but not unshocking, not
Yeah,
surprising.
they obviously just don't care. They don't want accountability for Fauci. They covered up for him, and Biden pardoned him. And sadly, the statute of limitations expired yesterday, went to charge Fauci for all these crimes that he covered. And I was disappointed to see that. He will face no repercussions for deceiving the American people and responsible for a lot of pain in this country. And that's a shame. That is a real
That's
tragedy.
our fault.
Yeah, what the
That's because the Republicans dragged ass. But
Yeah.
that's another matter.
And there's no excuse for that. It's another shameful example of Republicans just sitting on their laurels. And what else after that? Obviously, we got the China visit. We'll see what comes of that. Check out townhall.com tonight. I know Vespa will be writing about it. So we'll wrap it up today. This has been episode 605. Thank you so much for joining. If you enjoy Triggered and want it uncensored, you can become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. You can use promo code FIGHT for 60% off your membership. Thanks to all of you who have already become VIP members. It means the world to us, and to those who aren't, we still love you anyway. Don't forget, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to helping us beat the big tech algorithm. Vespa, have a great day, and we'll do this again next week.
Yep, sounds good, man. See you then.